Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
Me, I never get over it. I never get over it, ever.
I praise you 24/7.
And this is how you do me? You expect me to learn from this?
How? I'll never forget this, ever. Thanks, though.
Well, that's a little bit of the reaction from Buffalo Bills wide receiver Steve Johnson, both as he was interviewed after he dropped the, well, what would have been the game-winning touchdown in 1916 overtime loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday, and then the content of his tweet as read by several, well, you could see, rather enthusiastic announcers. I praise you 24/7, and this is how you do me? You expect me to learn from this? How? I'll never forget this, ever. Thanks, though. That's what he tweeted to God shortly after that loss. I want your reaction to this. We're going to hear a CNN story on this famous tweet, a tweet now kind of heard around the world, and Steven Johnson's attempt to blame God for dropping the pass. He gets paid to catch the football, but in this case, it was a very easy pass, and he dropped it. I want to hear from you about this story. What does it say about our religious beliefs, your general reaction to someone dropping the football, and then instead of saying, you know, my bad, or, you know, I'm going to do better next time, what we usually hear from our professional athletes, instead of that, it is, I blame God. I praised him 24/7, and this is what he did to me. Our call-in number live this Tuesday afternoon, November the 30th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us your reaction via email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet. I mean, that's what started all of this, right? @issuesetc, or leave your reaction to Steve Johnson's tweet to God at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's the story from CNN.
Steve Johnson didn't just drop the game-winning pass. He passed the blame to God. Sure, he was sorry.
Me? I never get over it. I never get over it. Ever.
But Johnson's tweet to God was what everyone else can't get over, a tweet recited by anchors with gusto.
I praise you 24/7.
And this is how you do me? You expect me to learn from this?
How? I'll never forget this, ever. Thanks, though.
At least he said thanks.
What an absolute moron.
Steve Johnson violated two commandments. Thou shalt not drop a touchdown pass, and thou really shalt not blame God if you do. Headline writers had a field day. God dropped Steve Johnson's pass. Blame God for your butterfingers. Football player picks fight with God on Twitter. Usually celebrities are giving God credit.
I have to thank God, as always, because this is a blessing to be here tonight.
We'll hear more of that in just a second. I want your reaction to Steve Johnson's tweet blaming God for dropping a game-winning touchdown when his team, the Buffalo Bills, lost to the Steelers on Sunday. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. What do you think about this? What's your reaction? More from CNN.
We can't imagine how God feels about being thanked, but the folks at Mad TV did.
Stop thanking me, okay? Just stop thanking me. I don't know any of you people, and quite frankly, I think all of your music sucks.
Reminds us of what comedian Kathy Griffin said when she won an Emmy.
All I can say is, suck it, Jesus. This award is my God now.
Kathy got lots of grief for mocking those who thanked Jesus, and now Buffalo's wide receiver Steve Johnson is on the receiving end. TMZ did a poll asking who's to blame, Steve or God. Steve was way ahead of the Lord.
When the biggest play that needs to be made you don't make it, you know? You feel bad. You're devastated right now.
Well, at least comedian George Carlin finally got his prayer answered.
And what can we do to silence these Christian athletes who thank Jesus whenever they win, never mention his name when they lose? Not a word. You never hear him say, Jesus made me drop the ball.
Well, now you have.
And this is how you do me?
Genimo, CNN.
The good Lord tripped me up behind the line of scrimmage.
New York.
All right, now I want to hear from you. It's Audio Open Lines Tuesday afternoon, November the 30th. What do you think this says about Steve Johnson's view of God? Tweeting God to blame him for his dropping the game-winning pass in that game on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or a tweet @issuesETC. First up on the phone, Kathy is listening from St. Charles, Missouri. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, hi. I think it shows several things. One, I think it shows, obviously, that he's a theologian of glory. His Christian faith is about what he does for God, and then he's expecting some sort of payment, and he felt like he didn't get the payment he wanted. Their concern is that, and this is seen a lot, you know, with people who are obviously very blessed. He obviously is talented, and then because of his talent, he's very blessed financially. It just seemed like he really trivializes suffering with his response, because there are people out there who really are suffering and can't even relate to his little drop ball.
Well, Kathy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Charles. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. What does this say about Steve Johnson's view of God? And it's not one that is probably uncommon, especially among prominent sports figures. Mostly we hear them thanking God for the successes. Occasionally, they'll thank God even when they lose. That happens very occasionally. But most of the time, when it's success, when it's a Super Bowl win or a caught pass or a made shot or anything like that, it is thanking God. It's not unusual to see them run into the end zone after they've done their little dance. A finger goes up to heaven. Maybe they look skyward. It's a way of saying, thanks, God, I know that you were behind this. Well, I mean, I guess it does make sense. If you're going to thank God for the touchdown, if you're going to thank God when you caught the pass, doesn't it make sense to blame God? If you don't, that's exactly what Steve Johnson is doing here. Alan in Illinois says, all I know is Bills fans understand the theology of the cross better than most. Alan, thank you very much for listening in Illinois. Adam says, as a pastor, it shows me how much work there is to do as far as educating God's people. In addition, I think Job had it just a little worse than this guy. Perhaps he's one of Job's friends. Well, it's true. And that's something that Kathy said before. It does tend to trivialize real suffering when you say, okay, I dropped the ball, and I'm going to blame God for it, saying things like, I'll never get over this. Well, he's going to have to get over it. It's time to go back and play ball. He has to get over it and move on. But what about his blaming God? Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, since Johnson seems to be dissatisfied with God, should he get traded to the Lions? They haven't been a favorite of Christians since Nero. Smartest listeners in radio, thank you very much for listening in Michigan, Dennis. 1-877-623-6943. It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. Live this Tuesday afternoon. Your reaction to Steve Johnson blaming God on Twitter when he dropped the ball in the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Now, what he tweeted again, and this is, by the way, you only get 140 characters, I think, when you tweet someone. There's a limited number of characters. You probably use them all, half of them exclamation points, and it's all in caps. So this is one irate tweeter. I praise you 24/7, and this is how you do me? You expect me to learn from this? How? I'll never forget this ever. Thanks, though. That's what Steve Johnson tweeted to God. What's your reaction? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Steve in Rochester, Minnesota says, he upholds the universe by the power of his word. God was certainly not taken by surprise by the fumble, and nothing will happen as a result that in any way damages God's plans for everything, and that does not necessitate the finite God of Plato and the reluctant Calvinist determinism. Steve, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Minnesota. Mark in Canada says, I would suggest that God did allow him not to catch the ball, because I don't think anything happens that God doesn't allow. Whether it be something that we see as beneficial or detrimental, all things happen to his good purpose, citing Psalm 33:10 and Proverbs 19:21. Now, that does kind of raise a more serious question here, doesn't it? And that is he right to, at the very least, is he right to blame God for allowing it to happen? He dropped the ball. The only person disputing that is Steve Johnson himself. He dropped the ball. But the Bible does teach God permits all these things to happen, little and big. He is the God of counting the hairs on your head and numbering your days and all the big and little things. Do you think God actually allowed him to drop the ball? And if so, to what end? In fact, I guess another way of asking this is, although it's hardly fair to blame God for this, do you think that Steve Johnson is right in at least ascribing responsibility for the game's outcome to God? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Mark in Canada continues, our task is to seek out the wisdom in his purposes and not to question but to grow in faith regardless of the circumstance we find ourselves in. Well, that's true, but I guess the question is, should he blame God? Is he right to at least assign responsibility, if not blame, to God for his dropped pass? More open lines after this.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old Theology, New Technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
Old Theology, New Technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you ever wanted to know about the origins of Issues Etc.? Did you know church leaders were opposed to teaching the laity Reformation theology? Check out our new YouTube video, You Can't Teach Laypeople Theology, issuesetc.org, and click support, equipping the priesthood of all believers. Watch the short YouTube video, You Can't Teach Laypeople Theology, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal is out. It contains an article that I've written titled The Theology of Jesus. What's the connection between the Church's Confession of Christ and her Confession of the Trinity? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. journal. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Mason Beecroft writes about the false promises of pop American Christianity. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org.
Nobody's fault but mine.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Audio Open Lines, Tuesday afternoon, November the 30th. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills football player, wide receiver Steve Johnson, blamed God in a tweet for a drop pass that would have made the difference in the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. He tweeted, I praise you 24/7, and this is how you do me? You expect me to learn from this? How? I'll never forget this ever. Thanks, though. That's what he tweeted, and it's gotten a lot of reaction. I want your reaction, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet yourself at issuesetc, or leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page. We get those in real time as well, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, I was thinking about this over the break. Stay with me for a second. You can either take... Well, I think you have to break his tweet up into two parts. The first part is, I think, inexcusable. I praise you 24/7, and this is how you do me. Although, now that I stop and think about this, this tweet sounds more and more to me like some of those psalms that you find in the Old Testament. I mean, this is just occurring to me now, often dangerous to say things when they're just occurring to you, but doesn't it sound an awful lot like what the old theologians used to call the imprecatory psalms, the psalms of complaint? Now, take away all of the exclamation points, take away the all caps, and kind of the Twitter jargon, and just listen again. I praise you 24/7, and this is how you do me. You expect me to learn from this? How? I'll never forget this ever. Thanks, though. You know... I'm not trying to be flippant here. I really am not. But that could almost be an outline to one of the complaint psalms. Couldn't it? Okay, let's lay aside the first part. I praise you 24/7 and this is how you do me. The rest of this, you expect me to learn from this. How am I supposed to learn this? What am I supposed to learn? I'm never going to forget this. Probably the biggest failure. This is going to get shown on highlight reels again and again and again. And it's going to be talked about, especially since he's compounded the mistake by tweeting about it. It's going to be probably what his name is synonymous with for some time. You got Michael Vick. What do you think when you think of Michael Vick? Do you think a brilliant quarterback? Most people don't think that anymore. They think man who allowed dogs to fight one another and animal cruelty and going to prison and big fines. You think Brett Favre, who was up until recently known as, again, another brilliant quarterback of very long career, and then some unfortunate sexting. And now it's hard to watch him with the same kind of seriousness, and I say that as a big Brett Favre fan. And now, Steve Johnson, the guy who blames God on Twitter. But is this someone being a whiny baby, a spoiled child, or just entertain the possibility for a moment that it could well be an honest Christian? Someone who says, this is my honest reaction to what's just happened. Stop and think about it for a moment. When you have had your own tragedies, big and small in your life, be honest about it. Maybe you didn't tweet God, but did you at least think in the back of your mind, come on, this is how you do me? How am I supposed to learn from this? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. It's Audio Open Lines. Stacy says, some would say he didn't pray hard enough or didn't believe enough. Yes, some would say that. They'd say if he had been really walking and stepping out in faith, he would have caught the ball. Thank you, Stacy. Jan in Tennessee says, seems like a prime example of taking the Lord's name in vain. When did God start tweeting? Thank you, and thanks for listening in Tennessee. Is it taking the Lord's name in vain? I mean, if this is, then what do we do with those psalms that complain almost with the same kind of attitude in the Old Testament? Eric in Orlando, Florida says, just a little more evidence that our default religion is a theology of glory. Hopefully this humbling event and the unfortunate public ridicule that has followed will leave Steve to recognize that we see the graciousness and love of God not in the fanfare or power of our successes, but rather in the suffering of the crucifixion of God's Son and the exaltation of His resurrection. It would be very sad should Steve walk away from this not remembering that God loves him in Christ and that we can call on Him in all times of trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks, even when we've fumbled the ball in a game or in a Twitter post, for that matter. Smartest listeners in radio. Eric, thanks for listening in Orlando. Well, certainly we want, if this is born of a theology of glory, as Eric in Orlando suggests it is, and it probably is, if it is, we certainly want this guy to realize that God's love for him, God's dealing with him, God's disposition toward him is not in any way whatsoever reflected by whether or not God permits, or whatever God does, him to fumble or catch the ball. But it does make sense, doesn't it? If you're going to say, God gets all the credit when I catch it, shouldn't he get the blame when I don't? 1-877-623-MYIE. Leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Frank in Illinois says, this is obviously a ridiculous claim and confirms lack of understanding. American religion on display here, says Frank. There's very little theology left in America. Many have reduced God to a sports fan who not only roots for the other team, but also a Santa Claus whose arm can be twisted into submission by their hyper-faith, super-Christian deeds, prosperity doctrines of demons. When they don't receive what they commanded, they blame God for it. Then contrast these things to what we see in suffering, fighting illness and death, thanking God for all the good and the bad. We do not fear and love and trust Him. Thank you, Frank, in Illinois. Carrie in Minnesota says, this shows the poor theology and false faith prevailing today, taking credit for his thanking God all the time, and then God does him wrong, like God is his puppet on a string. And it's such a stupid thing to expect God to help him catch a pass. Like God didn't have Christ, his own son, die for him, even for him. I think God is letting this show people how the theology of glory is bad theology. Johnson says that he'll never get over it. Wow, how sad that is, says Carrie in Minnesota. I'm hoping this will open some eyes, which I'm sure it has, so God can use this for his glory. I mean, it certainly does show kind of the shallowness of pop American Christianity. It does show the shallowness of expecting God to be the vending machine. I put in my praise 24/7 and he should return the favor with my success. Although, as I said before, you could also read this as an honest complaint. And again, as I said before, if you're honest with yourself and you've had your downturn, your tragedy, whatever it may be, haven't you at least for a second, for that little flicker of a moment, thought thoughts similar to Johnson's tweet, honestly? Michael in West Valley, Utah says, Steve Johnson is simply angry. Understandable. I'm sure he doesn't truly blame God. At one time or another, we all look to God and say, good one, or thanks a lot, in a sarcastic tone. Just as we shouldn't compare ourselves with those who may have it better than we do, we also shouldn't compare our plights or misfortunes to Job or those who left Egypt. Those were their problems. We have our own. Maybe not to the same extremes, but ours nonetheless. At the time, Steve may have felt that he should be rewarded, but in his heart, he knows that it doesn't work like that. I think you're being charitable. Yes, Michael, thank you very much for listening in Utah. Jason says, this is a textbook example of the pitfalls of synergism. When you add the human component to salvation and being a Christian, what happens when you royally mess up something like this? When we drop the ball in life, here come the puns, if our idea of being a Christian is that we do our part and God does his part, then what theological implication pop up when we blow it as big time as we're prone to do as fallen sinners? This is the question synergists don't have a good answer for. There have been worse sports blunders than this. I'm just glad this didn't happen to a Super Bowl or anything. Just goes to show why Christians should keep the Christ-centered cross focus. Add yourself to the formula and you're left with a big dilemma on your hands when you drop the ball big time. I promise this will be the last of the puns. Instead, if salvation is in Christ alone and what Christians need to preserve in the end comes from him and not from ourselves, no matter how much we blow it. Our own stupidity and mistakes in life won't change who Jesus is or was and what the cross means to sinners like ourselves. Quite true, and thank you very much, Jason, for that comment. The one thing Christians shouldn't be afraid to do is complain to God. We are at liberty to complain to God. In fact, if you look at the psalmist, sometimes he does even blame God, because God ultimately responsible for all these events. But what is our certainty? Let's be honest with God, because God already knows what you're thinking, even when you won't admit it to yourself. Be honest with him in your prayers and your complaints, because you can't fool him. He'd rather have an honest complaint than a dishonest praise. But don't for a minute think that whether or not you catch it or you drop it or you meet with success or you meet with failure or tragedy or trouble or suffering says anything whatsoever about how God is disposed toward you. Why does God bless? Why does he send both weal and woe? All from the Father's hand, all out of love that is grounded not in our praising him 24/7. That is the saddest statement in there. But upon the blood of his Son shed for us at the cross. This is how we know how God will do for us always and for eternity. All right, when we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., we'll talk about Andrew the Apostle with Dr. Peter Scare. Stay tuned.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.